For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. A new city-owned sorting center opened in Lachine for business. The $47 million facility will handle 900,000 tons of recyclable material a year. It will collect all materials from the western portion of the island, home to 1.1 million people. The project is part of the city's plan to become waste-free by 2030. Mayor Valérie Plante said the plant would be profitable since it will produce pure sorted materials that is easy to convert for other purposes. The plant features numerous machines to separate different streams of recycling. However, the recycling of glass products remains an issue. A glass cleaning machine won't be delivered until March 2020. Until then, the glass will be crushed and used as a replacement for sand to cover up landfills.
You people love, you that come here, whatever it is, you love our way of life, you love our milk and honey, at least you can pay a couple of bucks for poppies or something like that.
During his weekly Coach's Corner segment, as part of Hockey Night in Canada, veteran sportscaster Don Cherry appeared to take aim at those he believes are new immigrants. Cherry's remarks were widely criticized as discriminatory, abhorrent, and un-Canadian. The Canadian Broadcasting Standards Council said it was so overloaded with complaints about the segment that it exceeded the organization's technical processing capacity. Sportsnet confirmed that as a result of his remarks, Don Cherry had been officially fired from the network. Cherry told the Toronto Sun that he had no plans of apologizing. However, if given the choice, he would have chosen his words differently. Protesters gathered outside the U.S. Supreme Court as news emerged that the court's conservative majority appeared to side with President Trump and his right to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as the DACA program. The program was enacted by President Obama to protect so-called Dreamers, or immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children but lack permanent legal status. DACA allows them to register with the government and receive a work permit and a temporary waiver from deportation. Demonstrators at the protest outside the courthouse carried signs that read "Home is here" and "Defend DACA." Several hoisted depictions of monarch butterflies, which migrate from parts of the United States to Mexico and have become a symbol of the Dreamers movement. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.